is an extract from the Nature podcast.
So, Nisha, we're actually sat in the studio recording this on Wednesday morning, and this is a very fast-moving story. By the time we've gone out of there, things may have changed. But it's, of course, time to talk about the coronavirus, which we've been keeping track of each week. So, Nisha, what more do we know since last week?
Since last week, of course, cases have continued to rise. As of this morning, there are about 45,000 reported cases of this outbreak in China alone, and that's obviously where the cases are concentrated. We, in the past week, have passed a couple of milestones in terms of case numbers. The number of deaths that have occurred because of this virus have passed those that were caused by SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome. That's the disease outbreak that happened in 2002, 2003 that also emerged from China. And now the deaths caused by this current coronavirus have passed 1,000, which is another sort of symbolic milestone. So cases have continued to rise, and there is still a fervent response to trying to control this outbreak.
Right. And as you said, there's about 45,000 cases there. But is it starting to level off slightly?
So that's something that is very difficult to tell. And that's the question that epidemiologists will be trying to answer as best they can. They do that in a number of ways. They use models where they plug in the data and try to predict how the outbreak might continue. But some of the key information that is needed for those models are things like the incubation rate. That's the time between somebody being infected and showing symptoms. And it's actually not clear what that time is at the moment. There have been estimates from 3 to 14 days.
So we may not have reached the peak of the outbreak yet. We just don't know. And I also understand that the WHO has named the virus.
Yes, that's right. And that was quite a big piece of news that happened this week. The WHO has convened a meeting where they are primarily talking about research priorities in this outbreak. And one of the first things that they announced from this meeting is a name for the disease that this virus has caused. Now, that's quite an important distinction. There are different names for the virus and the disease it causes. The WHO chose to name the disease COVID-19. That's an abbreviation essentially for coronavirus disease 19, the year in which it initially emerged. And there had been a lot of discussion about the name of this virus. It had been going by several different monikers, things that journalists had been using, different health agencies had been using, things like the Wuhan virus and the coronavirus. But the WHO made clear that it was really important that the name for the disease did not refer to a geographical location or an animal or an individual or a group of people, because these are all things that can be stigmatizing or inaccurate.
And scientists have been desperately trying to find this for a while, and we talked about this a couple of times, but do we have any more idea of where this virus has come from?
Yeah, so this is another key question that researchers have been really desperate to find out about this virus. Where did it emanate from? Because we know from previous viruses like SARS and MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, that they came originally from bats and then leapt to humans through an intermediate animal. Now, there's been quite a lot of discussion about what this intermediate animal might be for this current virus. And that's because it originally seemed to emerge in this animal and seafood market in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak. There have been several suggestions. One a few weeks ago was snakes, and that was roundly dismissed by scientists. But the latest suggestion is that pangolins, which are these scaly mammals that are quite protected species, may have been this intermediate animal from which the coronavirus leapt to humans.
And what's the consensus at the moment for pangolins being an intermediary?
Well, at this point, it's really important to stress that this research and a lot of the research being done in response to this outbreak is preliminary research. This particular piece of work was done by scientists in China, and it was a genetic analysis that compared a coronavirus taken from pangolins to the coronavirus that has been taken from humans in the outbreak. This research hasn't been published yet. It hasn't been peer-reviewed. It was announced by researchers at a press conference and announced on their university website. So there is caution to be had there. But the response from researchers, other researchers who have looked at the work, say, actually, this seems plausible. The genetic sequences of these viruses are 99% similar, according to the researchers. And they say that because pangolins are prized in China, they're often used in traditional Chinese medicine, it's plausible that they could have been in this animal market in Wuhan, where they think the virus originated.
And other than than trying to find the source of this virus, what else are scientists doing in order to try and combat this outbreak?
Well, of course, that is the question of drugs and vaccines, and these are things that take a lot of time to develop. They are difficult to create in a rapid way in response to an escalating outbreak that is causing worldwide concern. But that is exactly what the WHO is meeting about this week. They are having a meeting about diagnostics and research priorities and drugs and vaccines, and we should be hearing the outcome of that in the following days. But we know already that there are some drug trials co-opting drugs that are already being used to treat viruses such as HIV that are being tried against this coronavirus, and we will probably hear some updates on vaccine development efforts in the next day or two.